The Republic. Now there came a change in the government of Rome. As I told you in the last story, the Romans had declared there should be never another king. So now the people elected two consuls, as they called them, who were to rule 1 year only. They chose two consuls instead of one, so that if one proved to be a bad ruler, the other could keep him from doing much harm. They allowed these consuls to hold their office only 1 year, lest by a longer term of power they should become too overbearing. The Romans had suffered so much under Tarquin the Proud that they were determined never again to allow such a tyrant to gain power in their city. The form of government was called a republic, although it was really very far from being a true republic. For a true republic would be a form of government in which all the people helped to elect the rulers. But at this time in Rome, although the government was better than in the days of the kingdom, only the upper classes or noble families were allowed any part in electing the rulers. This form of government lasted about 500 years, during which the patricians and the plebeians were continually quarreling. You must try to remember these two words, patrician and plebeian, for you will see them used many times in reading the history of Rome. The patricians were the people who had descended from the first settlers of Rome, and who therefore thought they had a perfect right to all the best things the city afforded. It was they who made all the laws, owned all the land, elected the officers, and ruled over the plebeians as if they were but slaves. The plebeians were people who had come into Rome from other cities and from the countries round about Rome. Most of them were poor people who had come to the city to earn a better living or to escape from cruel masters elsewhere. Many of them were slaves in the patrician families, where they worked for their food and clothes only, and were often cruelly treated.